from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a very dramatic start to the show.
I did that for you, actually.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
It's better than the other one. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show on the radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Happy Tuesday. My dudes, my dudettes, my amigos, my amigettes. It is wonderful to be with you today, as it is every single day. What a show lined up today. We're talking about the French pole vaulter for 4 hours today, all right? The French pole vaulter that we talked about yesterday, who Lonzo revealed to me right as the show was beginning, has received an offer for $250,000 from a adult entertainment company, I think is the best way to put that. An adult entertainment company has offered my dude $250,000 to, I'm assuming pole vault, right? Well, I'm assuming show up and teach people how to pole vault. What else would it be for?
Well, yeah, because pole vaulting is not easy. I know, because I was a pole vaulter. So, yeah, I mean, and he would be an expert at it. So,
I mean, I can't think of what else they would give him $250,000 for. $250,000 to become the most recognizable pole vaulter, let's say, on the internet. I would assume a lot of his pole vaulting instructions would be on the internet. That's just a guess. I don't know for sure.
You know, we had trouble finding the video yesterday. I think going forward, we probably shouldn't look for it, because now other things might show up that probably would need scrubbed.
Enjoy this work of art, Lonzo. I can't show it to all of you, but I can show it to the great one, Lonzo.
Wow. Is that like an actual...
There it is.
Artist
there
rendering?
It is.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Somebody painted.
I don't know. That might be one of those ones where they... stopped it, got a clip of it, and then just put it through a filter, maybe?
Don't care. In my head, somebody took the time to oil paint the moment that defines the 2024 Summer Olympic Games.
It's a good thing it's not a Picasso, because you never know where things might end up. Parts end up in different places.
I mean, and, the whole concept of surrealism is that certain aspects of the art are portrayed in a way that perhaps to some degree does not match up with reality. That one did.
You know, I just realized I missed an absolute opportunity to show this is how you lose a groin.
Yes, it is.
And I feel bad that I missed that opportunity.
Yes, it is, and yes, it was. You were not wrong. We will talk about the French pole vaulter later in the show because, to me, it might be the funniest thing that's ever happened. I don't know why. I'm a child. I don't know what to tell you. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. Welcome in. Good to have you, folks. We do have early morning Olympic basketball on. Deutschland taking on Greece, Hellas, right now. Giannis Antetokounmpo has got the Grecians out to a lead up on Germany right now. They're knocking down everything they throw up at the bucket. 47-42, 5:48 left to play in the third quarter. This is a quarterfinal match. The winner of this will move on to the semis. You know, roster to roster, Germany's better. Problem is, Greece has got a cat out there running around right now named Giannis Antetokounmpo. And you may have heard of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Lonzo, he's an NBA guy. Pretty good. Pretty good, if we're being honest.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. Like someone that maybe I should know.
It might behoove you to know Giannis Antetokounmpo. Outside of that, about 50 dudes on the court whose names I'm not even going to try to produce. I might. We might take a stab at it later. Like a blind name that Grecian player draw. See what we can come up with. Nope. Not making a run at it. Can't do it. So we'll talk some Olympics as the show progresses. Simone Biles did pick up her fifth medal. That is now 11 overall in her career. She is now tied for the second most silver medals by a female gymnast in Olympic history. Will Simone Biles be back for the 2028 games in Los Angeles, California, to try to eclipse that mark? Don't know yet. She could have taken sole possession of the second most medals for an Olympic gymnast yesterday, but she slipped off the balance bar during the balance bar competition. She slipped. Five other competitors did as well. I'm real interested to see if there's any sort of ramifications to that. Because it looked like everybody was struggling yesterday. Looked like the bar maybe a little too humid in that room. Put a little extra moisture on the bar. Not sure. Not that it would have mattered. Again, everybody competes on the same bar. But Simone got knocked off. She checked in fifth just off the medal stand. So she will stop at 11 overall as her 2024 games have come to their conclusion. We do have basketball coming up today as Team USA will take on Brasilia at 3:30 this afternoon in another quarterfinal matchup. This one is actually a little bit more interesting on paper than a lot of people want to give it credit for, because Brasilia is the best offensive rebounding team remaining in the Olympic tournament. They are excellent at cleaning up the offensive glass, at earning second chances. The Americans are the fourth best defensive rebounding team remaining. That is actually one of the few places that the Americans have struggled so far this year, is rebounding. Can chalk a lot of that up to the rotation under the center, the rotation of the big men, Joel Embiid, Bam Adebayo, etc., that they've trotted out there, Anthony Davis, etc. You can chalk it up to the fact that they've got some excellent defensive big men down low, but guys that are focused on shot blocking and not collecting boards. So this is a game that the Americans are, should be, will be heavily favored in. But on paper, this one's really interesting to me. And as we pointed out, and I know it's cliche. Somebody get the cliche sounder ready. I know it's very cliche. But this is one of those, or at least it feels to me like, one of those games where you don't do everything right and you find yourself in a fourth quarter fist fight against the team you thought you were going to win over by 30.
I think your first step is do not put Steph out on the court. He's being so, I mean, I know I joke a bunch, but he's so inconsistent. I mean, he can't seem to make a shot right now. From what I heard earlier, they're keeping Kevin Durant and bringing him in off the bench, which is fine. I mean, because sure, he comes in and brings a spark, but he shouldn't have to. He should not have to bring a spark. They shouldn't need one.
I will go with a couple of things here. Number one, I think every team can use a spark. And I said this yesterday. I filled in last night on BetMGM Tonight on the BetQL Network. And we were talking about this. And I said last night, I think Kevin Durant is the greatest Olympic basketball player of all time. Honestly, I think as far as performance in the games.
I think scoring-wise, he is already. Right?
He already is the highest Olympic basketball scorer of all time. But I think I can add every element to his game. I can add all the different things he does to his game into that rotation. The big question for me, because I actually don't disagree about Steph Curry. I don't. Because this is one of those times that while I am a Steph Curry stan, as the kids call it, while I am a Steph Curry stan, I'm also a USA stan. I'm also a dude that wants this team to win and win well. And Steph struggled. What do you go, 0 for 6 from 3 in game 2? Like 2 of 8 from 3 in game 3? That's your thing, dude. Like, that's why you're out there. Steph Curry isn't a magnificent assist guy at the point. He's not a dribble drive creator. He's not a point guard that I want having the ball at the top of the key by himself and working the offense through him. He's a guy I want to be able to work an offense around until we find him a spot to shoot up and knock down a bucket. And he's not doing that right now. He's not. And if he's not doing that, then yeah, I got to go. Here's the problem you have. The problem you have is we don't know what the deal is with Drew Holiday's ankle. Remember, Drew had to miss that game against Puerto Rico the other day. Drew missed that game against Puerto Rico with a banged up, not awful, but banged up ankle. And we don't, I have not seen nor heard any sort of update since then. So I don't know if Drew's available tonight. Or tonight. I say tonight. It's at 3:30 this afternoon in France. It's tonight.
Well, and it's 6 hours ahead there, right? So it's noon there right now.
Yeah. So at 3:30, that'd be like a 10 o'clock tip, 10:30 tip,
9:30
tip.
Yeah.
That's why all my jobs are words jobs right there. So I don't know if Holiday's available. If Holiday is unavailable, great one. You don't have a choice but to play Steph. If you don't have Drew Holiday, I don't think you have it. I could play Devin Booker. I could play D-Book as the starting point. And I think I might have. I think, in fact, D-Book did start in the last game against Puerto Rico because Holiday was out. So, I mean, I guess that's the direction I take. But this is one of those spots where I am not envious of Steve Kerr. I'm not envious of Steve Kerr because coaching basketball, no problem. Coaching basketball, I'm good, right? I know ball. I can tell you who needs to go where, when, and why. Coaching basketball, I'm fine. Managing egos, I don't know how you do that. That's kind of the big problem. How do you look, especially if you're Steve Kerr, especially if you are the coach of his regular NBA team? How do you look Steph Curry in the face and go, hey, big dog, to the bench, bro. To the bench. I know you haven't not started a game in your career in ever, but to the bench, man. You're just not getting it done right now. And I don't know if it's because the dimensions of the Olympic floor are different. If because with Golden State, they're looking for Steph. I don't know that Team USA is or needs to be looking for Steph. I don't know what the difference is, but Steph Curry ain't the same cat in these Olympic Games. And if that's the case, I agree. I would go Drew Holiday as my one, put a set of clamps out there to lay some defense down at the PG spot, and D-Book 2 to give that change of pace, going from the Drew Holiday defense to the D-Book uber-aggressive point guard that just wants to run to the rack. I like that back and forth, and I will go back and forth until Steph Curry is Steph Curry again. Now, what do you do to get Steph Curry back? Good luck, Steve Kerr. I got no damn idea.
Maybe someone needs to start a fight so he'll feel like he's back in Golden State, having to make up for what Draymond Green just did. And maybe you bring that Livingston guy off the bench.
Oh, yeah. Tyrese Haliburton Livingston.
And just have him.
From the Sirs.
Yeah, from the Sirs. Just have him come in and start a fight. And then suddenly Steph will be into it.
I don't know. I don't know what the play is. I don't know what the play is. I don't know if the play is set Steph. I don't know if the play is get all up in Steph's business. Be like, hey, just so you know, the legacy of you at these Olympics is that you didn't help. You didn't. Now, I think there is some level of untruthiness to that because I think Steph Curry is an emotional leader. I think he's a locker room leader. I think he's one of those guys.
Yeah, do you need one of those, though? I mean, you got LeBron. You got plenty of other guys. I don't think you actually need that for this group. Or you shouldn't in the locker room. Obviously, they did on the court when LeBron had to come in and make sure they won that game.
I think you shouldn't is idealism, right? Like, yeah, you're right. We shouldn't. But that ain't how sports work. That ain't how sports work. You shouldn't need Patrick Mahomes to be running up and down the sideline, getting into dudes' grills to get them right. But it happens. It's got to happen sometimes. So, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the right way to handle it is. What I know is this. Brazil rebounds. They get extra chances. They get second possessions. They want to try to utilize offensive glass to keep them close until you're tired. I need Anthony Davis, I need Joel Embiid, and I need Bam Adebayo cleaning the glass today. If they can do that, we're in a pretty good spot. Pretty good spot. All right, let's take a break. We got a lot of basketball to talk today, a lot of NFL to talk today. Yesterday, I was on BetMGM Tonight filling in for Ryan, and we got into another conversation about guys getting paid. Brock Purdy came up. And I said something yesterday that I got told by two people was a very hot take. And I don't think it is. I want to run it by Lonzo and see if he thinks it is or not. We'll do that when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Well, it was nice for the one segment it lasted.
I was trying to make up for yesterday where I don't think I played it at all yesterday.
Oh, I know for a fact you did.
I don't.
At least once.
I don't think I did.
Hey, can I ask you a quick question real quick?
Well, we got like 3 hours and 39 minutes.
I can ask you lots of questions.
Yes, you can.
So here's a question I was debating, am debating right now.
Uh-oh.
I really, really dig these Greek basketball jerseys. Like a lot. I really like them. They're like a shade darker than a North Carolina baby blue. They have the Greek name for Greece across the front, Hellas. They have this really cool kind of like, it's not gator skin, but like pattern texture to them. It is, and I mean this, I think it's my favorite basketball jersey in these Olympics, and I am including our own. I'm kind of let down by the Team USA jerseys this year, right? They're kind of high schoolish if we're keeping it a buck.
I'm trying to look close and see if I see the gator in it. And I think I saw the pattern just a little bit.
Yeah, like they're, well, now you get it from Giannis. There you go. It's like, I don't really know how to describe it. It's like it's like a gator scale, but without like the ridges in the middle of the squares, right? It's more like it's almost like a geometric pattern to it. I really like them.
I think I had that pattern on a skateboard once, but it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a very cool looking jersey. I dig it a lot.
No one's going to know. Very few people are going to know what it means if you get that.
I guess that's like, that's my question.
No, that's an advantage. So then you don't look less American because right now you're trying to betray the country by wearing someone else's jersey.
Well, so what I was going to say is to get to the question I was going to ask is if I wear it outside of the Olympics and outside of the FIBA World Cup, right? Like I'm not going to put it on while the Americans are in the Olympics. But if I got one and I rock that jersey outside of one of the two massive international basketball tournaments, is that fair play or not? I feel like it is.
If you match it up with your glasses and your shoes, people just think you're doing the fashion thing, so you're good. And you do that anyway, so I don't see why that would be a problem. And like I said, it's not like it says Greece across it.
I mean, even if it did, but it says Hellas. And as a as a history slash and if someone cultural says, dork, that's awesome.
If someone says Greece, you can just say, summer loving had me a blast.
I actually had the last song from Greece stuck in my head yesterday, and I don't know where it came from. Not Greece the country, Greece the movie.
We'll always be together.
Cause I need a man, and my heart is set on you. You better shape up. Well, you better understand.
Did you have an argument yesterday?
To my heart, I must be true. Nothing left for me and you. I can't do the next part. I don't feel great. I feel like I got hit by a truck, so I can't do the next part.
You gotta use that as a reason.
You're the one and I want.
Yeah, you probably should.
You're the one that. I can't do it. But the point here is, I feel like it's okay. I feel like it's good. I look at it this way. I don't wear, like, for my football teams.
You're basically wearing a Greece colors right now.
Yeah, but I'm not wearing a Greece jersey, right? I'm wearing an American golf course polo, which doesn't help my 1%er argument at all. But, like, so here's what I'd say. I'm a Saints fan. I don't think I've kept that a secret from you guys at all. I would never, and when I say never, I mean never, wear an Atlanta Falcons jersey. Would never do it. Never, never do it. All right? And there have been some Falcons I have genuinely loved. Peter Wark, Wark Dunn, Sammy Knight. That's a real throwback reference there. But there's Morton Anderson, the kicker, who was a former Saint. A lot of Falcons that I liked, even though I hated they played in Atlanta.
I don't know if I'd admit to Morton Anderson because his helmet just looks so weird.
The Great Dane, baby.
Yeah, I know, but it was.
But he spent a long time booting the uprights for New Orleans, too. It was like a personal connection. But there are some teams that I would wear a jersey of a player I really liked. I would absolutely wear, and I don't know if this is fair or foul, the text line is open at 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, 71307, F-A-N. Is this fair or foul? I'm a Saints fan. But I'd rock a Marshawn Lynch Seahawks jersey.
Somewhere in the great white north, the arbiter has turned his head in the direction of the
There's
south.
There's a disturbance in the force.
Yes. Dude, wear whatever you want. I mean, you know, I don't think it's a betrayal of your team, especially if it's a throwback. Because a throwback, I mean, Marshawn Lynch doesn't play anymore.
I think, so first off, I would only do throwbacks, right? I would only do a throwback. I wouldn't wear like a modern 49ers jersey.
You know,
but I'd wear a Jerry Rice 49ers jersey.
You know, I get the hate when I wear Gamecock gear and Ohio State gear. I don't care if people get mad about that or when I wear some Panther gear because I've said many times that's my other team. I don't think
right, but those are your teams. I'm saying if you're an Ohio State guy, you have an affinity for South Carolina. If you rode up in here one day wearing a throwback jersey of a player you really like that played at Cal. Right? That played for the Golden Bears. If you rolled up in that jersey, when you don't have a connection to the school, but let's say a player you really like played there and you got that throwback jersey, is that fair or foul? I think it's fair.
See, football's the only sport where you have a problem with that because basketball, you can wear just about anything. Because I think there are a lot of people who follow players and don't follow teams. So it's not unusual to see someone wear a couple different basketball jerseys in a week.
I don't disagree with that because, again, like I only own a fistful of basketball jerseys. And one of them is a Dirk Nowitzki Dallas Mavericks jersey, right? So I think you're right because I think the NBA, and I don't know if this is a problem or not, I think we've had this discussion in days gone by. I think basketball, more than any other sport, basketball is a sport where fans follow players, right? We follow stars. And basketball's kind of set itself up for that because they've always hyped their players, not their teams. And so they've created this world where, you know, everybody used to be a Miami Heat fan. Then LeBron went to C-Town for another run. And everybody, all of a sudden, you saw people wearing Cleveland jerseys out there. And then he takes his talents to L.A. And now all of a sudden, the Lakers have a resurgence in merch sales, right? I think the NBA, but here's the thing. I'm not talking about getting a Giannis Antetokounmpo Bucks jersey. I'm talking about getting a Giannis Antetokounmpo Greece jersey. Is buying another country's jersey for an active player the same as buying another team's jersey for an active player?
All right, and so now you just got specific. Before you were just talking about getting a jersey, but now you name the player. I think that changes it because you're getting a Giannis jersey.
Oh, for sure. What because other Grecian then, player would I get, right?
Then it factors into to the basketball, the NBA conversation, and I don't think there's a problem at all.
I am looking up and down the Grecian roster. And aside from my inability to pronounce the overwhelming majority of the names on there confidently, there's not really anybody else on the team there. I'm like, oh, I'd buy that. Like, I'm sure I could get a Vasilis Charalampopoulos jersey. Actually, I think I nailed that.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
V-A-S-I-L-I-S. Charalampopoulos. You know what? I need to text.
All right, here's what you need to do. Pretend like you're in the movie 300, and pronounce it.
Yeah, but those weren't the Grecians. Those were the Spartans. It's a different group of people.
Well, but still, they all have the same accent. I think.
No,
sure they do.
Very different cultures. Very different places. The Greeks were known for their literature and scholarliness, whereas the Spartans were known for throwing babies off the top of mountains.
All right. Where were the Spartans? What country
Sparta.
Were they in? Where's that
They were in
at?
Sparta.
Where's that at?
Away from the Athenians, which we would largely consider the Grecians. I mean, Sparta was in Greece, but
okay.
They were the Spartans.
All right, so we just got to my point.
Right, but you're saying they're the
they would have similar accents because they're on the same continent, unless they're like southern. I don't know.
Sparta was an ancient Greek city state in the region of Laconia in southern Greece and was known as Lacedaemon. Sparta was one of the largest and most powerful city states, and so I mean they were Greece. But I think when we think Grecians, at least the way it was presented, I think we think the Athenians.
All right, again.
This is weird.
Unless it's like a southern accent and a northern accent and all that kind
that
of stuff.
I got that Giannis Antetokounmpo jersey.
What I'm saying is, if you pretended like you were in 300 and pronounced it, it would sound better. And I think I was right.
Earth and dirt. No, I can't even do it. I can't do it.
See, that's really what it comes down to is you can't do it.
What would I be? Am I an Athenian or am I a Spartan? Come on. We all know. Look at these glasses. All right? I'm very clearly in the Library of Alexandria.
Well, then you shouldn't have a problem pronouncing.
So here's my question. Texter Eric writes in and said, big foul, you never wear another team's jersey. It's called being a Fairweather fan. E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, you go ahead. Who defined that for you? Was this given down, what was his name, Eric? Was this given down from did your dad teach that and his dad taught that and his dad taught that? Is that where this came from?
Well, I mean, listen.
I mean, or is this something that you just... Is it an unwritten rule? I mean, who comes up with this stuff? I want to know.
Well, again, I mean, it's 100%, whether it is a family thing or a cultural thing, people have cultural beliefs and differences, right? Like, you and I have, outside of the building, wrestling, old cartoons, and sports.
And video games.
And video games.
And comic books. I mean, dude, if you want to try to make us...
Okay, all right. Hang on. Wait, we have a couple major differences.
Let me finish the thought.
If it's Friday at 11:45 at night, are you and I anywhere close to being the same person?
Yes.
No.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
We're both asleep because you're old now.
Not on a Friday.
You're old now. You're asleep. Yeah, you are.
I'm at least sitting on the couch in the Borough Cave knocking back some whiskey.
All right, this Friday, I'm texting you at 11:45. You're going to ignore it. Because the only nights I can stay up are Friday and Saturday night. So
the point here is that I don't care if people feel that way. All right, have at it. That's fine. Is it the same, though? And I guess the question should have been phrased better. Is it the same? Does that same rule apply to a different country's jersey, right? If I go by, here's another one. If I go by a Lionel Messi Argentina jersey,
no one's going to say anything, and that's why the other should not matter. soccer is an outlier, supposedly. But is it? Because it's the world sport, so it should be the setting precedent. So if it's okay to do it with soccer, should be able to do it with any other sport.
I mean, I think so, right? Like, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not doing it right now because, again, we're in wedding saving season. But I'm going to tell you right now, when we get done with that, I really am moving this baby blue with the white trim Greece Giannis Antetokounmpo jersey because I'm a big Giannis guy. I think I'm moving it to the top of the next jersey purchased list. I really dig it. So if I only wear it outside of international competition windows, outside the Olympics, outside of the FIBA World Cup, is that a fan foul or not? 71307 is the text line. Start your text with fan, and F-A-N.
He's skinny now, so he won't look like Big Baby Davis when he wears it.
Yeah, fat guys can't wear basketball jerseys, all right? You gotta have a little definition to rock a basketball jersey. And I'm working on that. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute from right now. Yesterday, got the chance to have a kind of interesting conversation with Kelly Ford. Kelly Ford runs a computer simulation model where he runs and simulates thousands of college football seasons, makes a conglomeration of the results, and makes season projections. We talked FSU Clemson last night. I'll play what Kelly had to say for you, and we'll get your thoughts next on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. So yesterday, I got a call from hating ass Mario. Mario said, bro, can you step in for Ryan Horvat tonight and host BetMGM tonight? And because I'm a good friend, I said, yeah, bud, for you, I will absolutely stay up late. And also because I'm getting paid for it. Absolutely happy to do so. So that's what I did last night. I stayed up a little late, took a good nap in the day, and did a little BetMGM tonight with Nick Ashew. And one of the interviews that they booked was a gentleman by the name of Kelly Ford. Now, Kelly Ford does college football power rankings, and they're very interesting. He runs through a complicated computer model. He tried to explain it to me off the air, and I'm dumb and I don't know computers. Like, I figured out how to turn one on this morning, and I was pretty happy about that. But he simulates hundreds, if not thousands, of college football seasons based on rosters and schedules and all that going into any given season. And it spits out preseason projections that, to me, are kind of interesting. I went back and I compared last year's, and he got most everything, if not right, very close to it. And I thought that was, I thought it was worth a look. So Nick Ashew and I were going back and forth, discussing, debating some of the different teams and how his simulator ended up ranking them. And of course, because I am, if nothing else, a man of the people, I asked about the ACC, specifically the two teams at the top. If you did not see it or you didn't listen to the show yesterday, the media poll that we all voted on during ACC Media Week a couple of weeks ago has come out. And Florida State was selected by the media to repeat as Atlantic Coast Conference champions, but not by a very wide margin. Well, Kelly Ford's power rankings agreed with that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That actually is a pretty significant gap. So how do these two teams stack up, you know, within that conference? They are my two highest power rated teams. They do, from a schedule difficulty standpoint, play some of the more difficult schedules in the ACC. Florida State's overall schedule difficulty, number 24 out of 68 Power 4 teams. Clemson is number 30 out of 68. So those numbers don't jump off the page, but relative to ACC scheduling, unless you're Georgia Tech, who just has an absolutely unreal schedule, probably doesn't belong in the ACC from a scheduling standpoint. But outside of Georgia Tech, these schedules are up there in terms of their difficulty, especially Florida State's when you're looking at just conference play. If you strip away the four non-conference games, just look at their conference slate. It's the number four most difficult schedule in the ACC. Of course, these two teams do play each other. That game is in Tallahassee in week six. I currently have a 59% win expectancy for the Noles. So that game right there may be the difference between who's the number one and number two team if these two were to meet up in Charlotte at the end of the year, which right now my model projects both of them to get there.
Yep. So that's what he says. Now, looking at the projections themselves, he says there's a 9% chance that Florida State goes undefeated in the ACC. 8% that Clemson does. Both teams have a 27% chance of losing one ACC game. Both teams have FSU has a 33% chance of going 6-2. Clemson a 34% chance of going 6-2. Florida State a 21% chance of winning five. Clemson a 22% chance. Florida State an 8% chance of going 4-4, identical to Clemson. And Florida State a 2% chance of going 3-5, identical to Clemson. There was no other school anywhere close to those numbers. The third in terms of that power ranking from Kelly Ford is
I was going to point out, no one can seem to say Louisville without, because I went Louisville on purpose.
They'll get real mad at you.
Yeah, I don't care. I got Ken in Kentucky. But anyway, without sounding country, even he did it.
Louisville. Oh.
It's like Greenville.
They've got them with a 4% chance of going 8-0 in the conference.
Do you believe that, though? Do you believe that Louisville will do that?
I know for a fact. When I was broadcasting down in Destin, college basketball.
I was talking about
I thought you were talking about would they get mad at you not saying Louisville correctly.
I know that. Again, I have family in Kentucky. Yeah. I know some of the things that they get mad about.
So. No. In fact, if anything, if you ask me which of these teams I think were most... So here, I'll give you the rest of them. Louisville, a 4% chance to go 8-0 in conference. Miami, 3%. NC State, 2%. Same with SMU. Virginia Tech, 1%. North Carolina, 1%. Nobody else has even 1% chance of going 8-0 in conference. And I would also point out that a big chunk of this, keep in mind, and the reason that both FSU and Clemson have that 9 or 8% chance to go 8-0 is they play each other, right? And this year it's down in Tallahassee. Kelly Ford said about a 60% chance, according to his model, that Florida State wins down there. Now, as we've pointed out a lot of times, simulations can only do so much. That's why we play the game on the field and not in the computers. But Louisville's got Georgia Tech on the schedule, SMU on the schedule, Virginia, Miami, Clemson, Stanford, Pitt, and Notre Dame that they've got to contend with. No, I actually like Louisville, but I don't think Louisville's going 8-0. I don't think Miami's going 8-0. Although Miami has more All-ACC media selections on the All-ACC roster than any other school does. Question mark for Miami is not talent. They've got one of the more talented rosters in the nation this year. Question is execution. I just don't believe in that team, like at all. NC State, again, Grayson McCall. Is he the real deal? Is what he was doing at Coastal before he moved over? Is that a big deal? Was that legitimate or not? We'll find out. We both like SMU a lot. We've talked about this during ACC Media Days. I really like SMU. I think SMU is absolutely a dark horse this year. Do I think they're going 8-0? Nah, I don't. I think there are two schools that can go 8-0. I think it's Florida State and I think it's Clemson. Clemson does play Louisville and they also play Florida State. So Clemson plays the other two teams that have the best chance of going 8-0 in the conference, according to the Kelly Ford rankings, the Kelly Ford projections. So the conference is, I think, great one. I think it's kind of easy to project this year. Florida State and Clemson are gonna be competing for the ACC championship in terms of regular season title. My question mark is, can Louisville, Miami, or NC State do enough to dark horse the loser of the Florida State-Clemson game out of a rematch in the ACC title game? And the answer to me is probably not. Because even if Louisville gets Clemson, let's say Florida State beats Clemson and Louisville beats Clemson, Clemson's still sitting on a 32% chance of going 6-2 and a 27% chance of going 5-3, which is higher than Clemson in both cases. So I think even if Louisville knocks off Clemson and Florida State ends up winning over Clemson, so let's say Clemson ends up at 6-2 in the conference, I still think there's losses elsewhere for Louisville. As much as I like this team, as much as I like Brohm, I don't think they have a quarterback like they have in years gone by. That's kind of been the big deal for Louisville the last couple of years, right? They've been able to roll some top-notch quarterbacks through there to pick up in spots that they are lacking. I don't think they have that this year. I think they are an outfit that's got some talent. But if I'm looking up and down at the QB spot, I mean, Tyler Shough could be very good, but I don't see any reason to fall over backwards about him compared to some of the other quarterbacks in this league, right? Now, maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. And I think we had this conversation during ACC Media Week as well. A lot of this depends on Cade Klubnik. Does he develop? A lot of it depends on DJ Uiagalelei getting to play one season without pressure on him, getting to play one season without having to deal with super high expectations. Is DJ a better player? Cam Ward coming down to Miami. Cam Ward is projected to be the best quarterback in the conference. Cam Ward also transferred to Miami because he wasn't that guy in the last place he played. So I will say the one place that I think that there is a major variable that can maybe upset the projections is the thing that the ACC is bragging about the most. The one thing I think could upset the projections is the thing I think the ACC plastered all over the walls during media days. The quarterbacks. I pointed this out a number of times when we were there. Every third wall had a big old poster hanging on it that said, Conference of Quarterbacks. Okay? Are they? Like, are we all on board with that? I don't know if I am. I don't know what Kate is. I don't know what DJ is. I think Cam Ward can be very good. Those are the top three guys. Grayson McCall. I don't know what Grayson McCall is going to be at NC State. We know what he was at Coastal. He rocked at Coastal. A lot of guys come up from FCS to FBS, and the transition doesn't go well. Will it for him? I don't know. I don't know. So I want to say the ACC is overall pretty easy to project and prognosticate. I want to say overall, it's pretty much lined up the way the media thought it was going to line up. Because the Kelly Ford rankings and the ACC media rankings pretty much checked in the same. Florida State 1, a small gap down to Clemson 2, Louisville, Miami 3-4. I think that, if I recall correctly, I don't have it in front of me. I think the media actually had Miami 3, Louisville 4. But it's overall pretty close, right? So what is the thing we're missing here? What's the variable that maybe changes this up a little bit? I think it's the quarterbacks. I think it's DJ. I think it's Kate. I think it's Cam. I think it's Tyler. I think it's Grayson. I think those are the guys that have an influence.
So they weren't wrong when they say about the quarterbacks. What they really meant is they're going to decide if it's a good conference or not.
Conference of questions about quarterbacks.
Yes.
Too much ink on the posters they hung up.
Yeah, yeah. And it's hard to get a question mark font just right because everything looks like the Riddler or the Joker. And it's just, yeah, you don't want to do that.
Not wrong. So I look at this. I look at this ranking. We heard what Kelly Ford had to say. Effectively, it's Florida State's the favorite by about a half a game in his power rankings. And I don't think it's unfair. I will tell you, I went back and forth about who I was voting number one. Because while the portal class was excellent for FSU, was last year's success in the portal, was it the exception or was it the rule? And I think we're going to find out this year. Because again, they lost a ton of talent. Johnny Wilson, Keon Coleman, Trey Brenson, Jordan Travis. Lost a ton of talent, but they also reloaded a ton of talent out of the portal. Is it enough? I don't know. But I think this conference comes down to the quarterbacks. I think this conference comes down to the guys that we listed there a second ago. I think this conference comes down to the ones that we mentioned. And if that is the case, Lonzo, who do you trust, Ryan? I know we got to go to break. If I asked you right now, you got to pick one of those two guys, who do you trust more to lead the franchise? DJ Uiagalelei or Cade Klubnik? Right now, today.
See, whatever I say, people are going to say it's biased.
Welcome to sports radio, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to go with DJ. And here's the reason why. He won at Clemson, not enough for the fans. He won at his last stop, and he's going to win in Florida State. Did he go undefeated? No. But I think as far as a quarterback, if you had to pick between the two to lead your team, and those were the only two, I'm going to go with DJ.
A lot of people would. I'm not saying they're right or wrong. I'm just saying they would. And I think that is the reason. I think that is the reason that Florida State and Clemson are 1-2, not just in the media poll, but in the Kelly Ford rankings as well. So there you go. There's some thoughts from our show last night where we talked college ball. I want your reaction to them. 71307. Start your text with Fan FAM. We'll read them on the air. When we come back, water cooler cheat sheet, top three sports stories you need to know. Hey, here's some sports stories you need to know in Lonzo Sports Flash.
And yes, I'm leading with the Michigan deal with it. Los Angeles Chargers coach Jim Harbaugh has claimed he has no knowledge of the sign-stealing scandal that continues to develop at Michigan. Harbaugh said in a press conference, "I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware nor complicit in these said allegations." And then he said haters and haterade and Michigan. Head coach Sherrone Moore faces more allegations for his involvement in this scandal. Team USA men's basketball will begin the knockout round today at 3:30 when they take on Brazil. Brazil is one of the best rebounding teams in the tournament with more offensive glass than any other team still standing and shoot three-pointers at a 45% rate. The Americans are fourth in rebounds per game, though they have scored 100-plus points. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for our brand-new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Deez will get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, whole lot of fun. It's all Wire to Wire.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.